You're listening to Life Jacket by Artful Scribe. Episode 1, To Be Remade. I'm your host, Antoš Vojčík. What is your life jacket? It could be something literal, physical. Something you are clad in, the space you occupy, a portable sanctuary, a buoyancy aid. Evermore, for me, the life jacket is language, the written word, the broken line, the story. Language. Language that writers of all forms and disciplines ease or reveal or define the current I find myself floating along. We're all in the river after all. Let us take some time to listen to its gifts. This listening is an invitation to pause, to drift, wade in the waters and listen to the voices around us. This is Life Jacket. As autumn begins, the leaves curl, the dew turns frost, school returns, the day draws in the nights sooner. The air's weight wetter, flavours arrive, the birds migrate, the bugs sleep. The world is remade. I am slower with the light, as it too seems slow. I witness the colours I take for granted, that oh-so-English green change, remade in the slowing light. To be remade is a gift of a phrase from poets Concha Mendes, whose poetry exacts intricate notions of change, want, longing, and whose poetry we hear in these currents today. In the words of poet, translator, and arts creator Harriet Truscott, who we will hear read Mendes' poems, Concha Mendes was a Spanish poet, dramatist, printer, and editor who was most active as a writer between the 1920s and the 1940s. Part of the generation of 27, she defied gender stereotypes to write and travel widely. The Spanish Civil War made her a lifelong exile, and she lived the second half of her life in Mexico. Over the course of her life, her poems shift from vibrant statements of desire and possibility through grief at the loss of her first child and her country to an expression of the role of the poet as a truth teller in the world. Truscott read Mendes' poems at Artful Scribe's LitFest 24 as part of the Modern Poetry in Translation showcase. I want to play you a sequence, a current of Concha Mendes' poems, drift in her language and interrogate the pressing notions of being remade that Mendes' poems render into language.
Rest. I don't want rest. I want to live, head spinning in the sun. I'll sleep late, later, when a stone rests in the shade. But now I want to breathe and be and make and be remade. I want to leave a long wake in the water, restless and unafraid. To the moon. A plane ride to the 1919 moon. Why not inside a missile shot from a shining cannon? This bright January night sky, clearest I've known, I vault high towards the moon. So much, so many somersaults I'll try and fail, despite my aluminium wings.
A plane ride to the 1919 moon. Mendes speaks of an eared moon, invites me to contemplate those specific moons that have held my gaze through a sky clearest I've known. I too have known skies, these fleeting dreamlines, quick in their lance, their somersault, and it's a January night after all. The lines and the music of the poem are that of leap and dive. The lines, why not, inside a missile, shot, those anchoring ot sounds, bring in this sense of heaviness, that sense of the heaviness of the shining cannon. It seems to mirror our attempts at change to be remade in spite of everything, in spite of every attempt and failure. Mendeth really renders that balance between those weighty decisions and those dreams that we feel as light as air. This also echoes the act of writing a poem. Whenever I write, I find myself piloting the heavy clunk of a feeling or an experience or an image that I am attempting to bring into language so that it reads light upon the page, so that it might be as light as a dream.
Mermaid. My arms, the oars, the keel, my body, rudder, my thoughts. If I were a mermaid, this poetry would be my song. I want a range of interchangeable smiles ordered from a department store of feels. I want to buy smooth phrases and smooth gestures. I want to pin smooth faces on like shields. I'd like to find lies hanging in my wardrobe. I'd like to put on fancy dress deceit. I want to go round giving partygoers a guilt-free kiss, a lipstick target on their cheek. Since I've been invited to the party, I want to, but I can't, be like the rest, to smile and nod my way through their manoeuvres. My hands, a bloodless white, the perfect guest.
Mendeth remakes herself as a mermaid, the body and conscience changed to the physical. That line, rudder, my thoughts, has this deft doubleness to it, the thoughts, rudders, the rudder moving thoughts, the space around the line like water. And with interchangeable faces, the speaker of the poem remakes themselves in the presence of others, grappling with the chameleon or the pressure to be presenting the way one is expected. For Mendeth, a live pressure at her time of living.
Song. Midnight. White star. And one far song. The night chimes on and on. The singing gone. Fear is yellow. And death is that sky. Precarious and bewildering. It's that guiding light, so we shut our eyes and follow. We play long games in the uncertain miles as we walk towards that star, that high, final door lintel, as we step into the empty. Yes, I know now, cold is white. And fear is yellow.
These two poems meditate on knowns and unknowns. From the poem Song, I ask, was that star's far song sung to us? To Mendeth all those years ago? And each night that song is remade by the stars that are not gone out just yet. In Fear is Yellow, The white of the star returns as a coldness, and the poem meditates what is unknown to Mendeth, to arrive at language, at definition in the final lines. Though colours often ring of abstraction, white and yellow here are total. They are in totality. They become the synonyms of cold and fear.
This must be my last loss. I repeat each time, grief rips apart the sky, leaving me weeping. I don't want to learn that we are each a sea, where losses come as waves, breaking, always breaking. I don't want rest. I want to live, head spinning in the sun. I'll sleep late later, when a stone rests in the shade. But now I want to live and be and make and be remade. I want to leave a long wake in the water, restless and unafraid.
To not want to learn that we are each a sea where losses come as waves breaking. The line breaks are like that of a wave, the sensation that we have made it past the loss. And there it moves with us, with the tide breaking back on us on its way back out to sea. Mendeth posits that time is the sea. The sea is time in this poem, with the echoing each time. We are each a sea. Those two vessels are tied, speaking of each other. And there's something so cosmic about the poems. I've found whenever I am in a time of want, be that for change or to not want something, I am in tension with cosmic forces. And in the poem Rest, you've heard it twice in this sequence. It is the poem that Mendeth asks to be, make, be remade, to be granted a long wake in the water, to be given time to trace one's remaking and make of oneself, and simply to be. That is our invitation, and perhaps the world's invitation, to be, make, be remade. I hope you've enjoyed Concha Mendeth's poems, that they have woken language, thought and feeling, sensation, experience in you. Harriet Truscott's reading of Mendeth's work was the first time that I interacted with the poet's poems, and I hope if this is an introduction for you, you go on to read Concha Mendeth. Two of Harriet Truscott's translations of Concha Mendeth's work are published in Modern Poetry and Translation, the Focus on Water issue. Harriet Truscott is a poet and arts organiser living on the edge of the East Anglian Fens. Her poetry appears in journals including Magma Poetry, Poetry Wales, Under the Radar, and The Dark Horse. Her work explores themes of place, family and memory, and also sex, pigeons and apple crumble. Harriet has co-curated two literary festivals and edited a range of publications. She's currently studying an MA in creative writing in poetry at UEA. You can follow Truscott's work at hmtruscott.co.uk. The readings of Concha Mendeth's poems were recorded at Mayflower Studios, Southampton, on the 10th of March, 2024. A special thank you to the Concha Mendeth Estate for permission to air Mendeth's material and Harriet's excellent reading of the material on Artful Scribe's Life Jacket. Life Jacket is produced by Artful Scribe, a not-for-profit writer development agency based in Southampton, supporting emerging and continuing writers in Hampshire, Dorset, and the wider Solent region. I hope that Concha Mendeth's poems, language, experiences have brought you to some sense of buoyancy. Artful Scribe is supported by Arts Council England. I am your host, Antosh Wojcik. This is Life Jacket. Stay buoyant.